Welcome to Walking with the Lord. This is a quiet space where we slow down, open scripture, and learn how to stay close to God. Today, we are continuing our series, Who is God? With part 2, Why He Cares for You. If God is all-powerful, eternal, and sovereign, why does He care about us at all? This question becomes personal because many people see God as distant, unreachable, or disconnected from their lives. But scripture reveals something very different. God cares because He created you with purpose. Genesis tells us that God made humanity in His image and gave us life. Jeremiah 1 verse 5 says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." This means your life is not accidental. Before anyone else knew your name, God already knew you. Psalm 139 reminds us that God formed us carefully and knows us deeply. Your value does not come from achievements, status, or people's opinions. Your value comes from the fact that you were created by God. God also cares because He loves you. Scripture says in 1 John 4 that God is love. Love is not simply something He does. It is part of His nature. Human love often changes, but God's love remains steady. John 3 verse 16 reminds us that God loved the world so much that He gave His Son so that whoever believes in Him would have eternal life. Romans 5 verse 8 says that Christ died for us while we were still sinners. God did not wait for you to become perfect before loving you. He loved you even in your brokenness and made a way for restoration. And His love is not distant. God continues to draw near, call people to Himself, and invite them into relationship. God also cares because He knows you personally. Psalm 139 says that God searches us and knows us completely. He knows your thoughts, struggles, fears, and silent prayers. Nothing about your life is hidden from Him. This means that when you pray, you are not speaking into emptiness. You are speaking to a God who fully understands you. Sometimes people feel unseen or misunderstood by others, but God sees what others cannot see. Your pain matters to Him. Your struggles matter to Him. Your questions matter to Him. God also cares enough to give you a choice. God does not force people to follow Him. Joshua 24 verse 15 says, "Choose this day whom you will serve." Love that is forced is not truly love. God invites people into relationship and allows them to choose whether they will walk with Him. But even when people fail, God continues to call them back. 2 Peter 3 verse 9 says that God is patient, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. God's care continues even when people struggle, fail, or drift away. No matter how far someone feels from God, His invitation still stands. But there is another important truth we must understand. God's care does not mean a life without difficulty. Sometimes people question God's care when life becomes painful or confusing. But Scripture never promises a life free from hardship. In John 16 verse 33, Jesus said, "In this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world." Difficulty is not always a sign that God is absent. Often, God works through hardship to shape, strengthen, and draw people closer to Him. Romans 8 verse 28 reminds us that God works all things together for good for those who love Him. That does not mean every situation is good, but it means God is able to bring purpose even out of pain. Throughout Scripture, we see God staying near to people in suffering. He was with Joseph in prison, with David in the wilderness, and with Paul through persecution. God's presence did not disappear in hardship. Sometimes His care is revealed most deeply through the strength and peace He provides during difficult seasons. When we put all of this together, we see something powerful. The same God who created the universe and rules over all things is also the God who knows you personally and invites you into relationship. You are not forgotten. You are not unseen. You are known by God, and His care for you is active and ongoing. God's greatness does not make Him distant from you. It is what makes His care so powerful. Take a moment to reflect today. Do you truly believe that God cares for you personally, or have you been viewing Him as distant from your life? Understanding God's care changes how we respond to Him. It moves us from fear to trust, from uncertainty to confidence, and from distance to relationship. Thank you for spending this time in Scripture with me today. Continue walking faithfully and growing deeply in His Word at walkingwiththelord.net, and for marriage and family encouragement, visit blissfullywedded.com.